He's just a plain.
Yeah, well, I'd call him about calling a fool once this. A person do something like that, but he's an aggravator.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, now, talking about a fool, would you use that word about people?
Well, what I mean, he act like one, you see. Well, if a person, though he's not, but he's acting like, you see, a lot of people that will get out there and they can don't know it because their mind is from them, you see. A fellow that know, we got a lot of folks that are today out there, women and men, you might say naked with them. They ain't no fool, but they're acting like one. You see, a person don't, that's not you. Anybody that don't use you know, knowledge about something, then they put, you can put them on the foolish side too, you see. You see. But one that don't know any better, well, they just go out there and, you know, and they call their feeble mind, when you just got to tell mercy.
Would
to
you
them.
Ever call somebody a fool?
Well, no, I don't believe in calling nobody a fool, but that's, you know, but we do. We have folks that act, you know, foolish, not fools, you see, act foolish, you see, but it's not nice to call nobody no fool.
Now, a man who never spends his money, you call him a...
Well...
He just a
man that don't spend his money, he's one of those types that's...
He's got plenty of money, but he hangs on to it. He's just a...
In other words, it's another way, he's a... He's stingy in one way, but it's another name they call it that.
Somebody who
I know how you mean, you know, somebody got money then need to be a spending and don't spend it. Then he's kind of a tight case there.
Tight?
Yeah, he's tight. I'd call him and say he's tight.
Tight wad or a
mind? Yeah. Well, that's what we usually call a tight wad, you know. Well, uh-huh. He's a tight wad, he won't buy nothing. He's a tight wad, he got money in his pocket, but he's a tight wad. Yeah.
What would you call a man who had plenty of his own money but liked to beat it out of other people?
Well,
liked to beat other people out of their money.
Well, he's about what you call a robber, like, you see.
A chisp?
Yeah, that's all going the same still, you see.
Okay, would you call him a
chisp? He's a thief. It's three things you can call him, like, you know, he's a thief, a chisp, or other than call him, because it's not honest to take that don't belong to, you see.
Now, if an old person, say about 80, who does his own farm work or her own farm work and doesn't get tired, you might say, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Well, he's still mighty active.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was a bit more active than I was.
Okay, you say a person like that, he's still awful.
Yeah.
He's still what? He's still
really active, yeah.
Spry?
Yeah, spry, you call it that, you see.
Now, if the children are out a little later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried about, you know, we mean kids sit up late at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't help you because you're raised, it's quite a type you're raised. If you're raised not to be, you know, to sit up all night, well, then after a certain hour, the children need to be, you know, in the home. And that's the mother and father that was raised to pop away. Then they can't hardly rest until they know where that child is, you see. And so it makes you feel restless for a kid not to come in on time because you think something could still happen to them.
Okay, you might say worried or uneasy.
Worried or uneasy about a kid like that.
Now, somebody might say, I don't like to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared, afraid.
Okay. Now, you might say, she isn't afraid now, but
she will be.
No, she isn't afraid now, but in the past, she...
She was afraid.
She
used to be afraid.
Okay. All right. And then you might say, I can't understand why she's afraid now. She